This week in Michigan football history, here's MVictors.com's Greg Dooley.
Today we head back 34 years to November 7th, 1981, when Bo Schembechler's number 12-ranked Wolverines welcomed Illinois. Normally, a crisp fall Saturday in Ann Arbor is met with great joy, but on this day, there was a somber mood in Ann Arbor, as it was the first home game since the passing of the iconic Michigan radio voice Bob Ufer. Weeks earlier, he was honored by the student-athletes when the coveted Go Blue banner was redesigned to read Bob Ufer. The marching band joined the tribute, creating a formation that spelled out his last name on Canham's carpet, and before kickoff of this game, fans observed a moment of silence. But there was business at hand, and this was a big one. The opponent created a different type of emotion for Michigan's head coach. Across the field on the eastern sideline was a program, and in particular, a coach that General Bo did not care for. You see, Illinois fired Bo's friend and assistant, Gary Moeller, in 1979, and he didn't think Mo got a fair shake in Champaign. On top of this, Bo didn't like anything about the man who replaced Mo, namely Coach Mike White. Bo questioned White's recruiting practices, and eventually, the NCAA did too, as they slapped Illinois with a two-year probation in 1984. But Coach White and all-conference QB Tony Eason stunned the 105,000 on hand by jumping out to a 21-7 Illini lead in the first quarter. At that point, no doubt, Bo glared at his men, and then at the eastern sideline, and unleashed the hounds. His men proceeded to drop another nine touchdowns on the stunned Illini, enough to make Coach White wince. While he was not known to pile on the score on teams, and while he did take the starters out eventually, the metaphorical gas pedal was pressed down until the final whistle. Anthony, the human torpedo Carter, had six catches for 154 yards and a pair of TDs, and the Wolverines amassed over 400 yards on the ground in the beating. All told, the Maize and Blue scored 10 touchdowns, including four in the fourth quarter, and put up 70 on White. Somewhere up in football's Valhalla, old Ufe certainly smiled as he relentlessly squeezed the Bob Ufer scoring horde after each TD, and he watched his beloved Michigan destroy the Illini. For more, check out MVictors.com and WTKA.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to kick off, this is Greg Dooley.